One day the guy on the buffalo was cruising around through the plain, seen a bear. And he thought to himself, oh man, I gotta get away from the bear. Hope he don't chase, oh no, he's gonna chase me. Oh no, I better just turn around and chase him back. Cause guess what? I'm on a buffalo.
Welcome to This Is The Place podcast, episode number 10, also known as episode number Buffalo. We've got our theme episode for today is Buffalo. What's up, Blake?
How's it going?
Pretty good.
I can't get over how fucking funny those still are. I could watch it like 100 times.
That was Guy on a Buffalo, episode 1, Bears, Indians, and Such by the Possum Posse.
These YouTube videos of Guy on a Buffalo pretty much spawned the idea for this whole episode. That's why it's called episode number Buffalo.
Yeah. They've got a whole series of Guy on a Buffalo videos and they're fucking classic.
Today we're podcasting a little bit differently. It is Sunday in the early afternoon.
It's 1:45.
We usually do it at nighttime. We got the doors open, the window open, the sun's shining, birds are chirping.
It's a beautiful summer day in Salt Lake City.
It is nice. It's fitting for the Buffalo adventure that we're about to go on.
so today we're drinking Squatters. Is it the Party Box?
Yes, it is.
We're drinking the Squatters Party Box, which is Provo Girl. And what else is in there?
There is Provo Girl, a First Amendment lager, and the Polygamy Porter.
Nice.
And what's the other one?
It's not the Organic Amber, unfortunately.
No, it's not. Hold on. I actually don't have one. I'll grab one and I'll tell you.
Nice. Do it. So we're keeping the local theme going with drinking Squatters beer. Squatters is a brewery here in downtown Salt Lake. They've got a brew pub restaurant deal that makes awesome food, and they make pretty tasty beers. Blake's cracking his first one, which is a Full Suspension Pale Ale. And the Provo Girl is a Pilsner, in case you're curious.
Also, if you don't know anything about Provo, they mention it in the movie Fletch.
Yeah, yeah. We also talked about that.
Actually a real place. Provo, Utah. It's about 40 miles south of Salt Lake City.
It's where BYU is.
It is.
It's not that great, but
so
Provo's gorgeous. But
we have lots of cool breweries around here that do lots of nice beers, and they like to play around with the idea that they're actually in Utah. So they'll do stuff like the Polygamy Porter, which, if you don't know, Polygamy is kind of Utah's kind of, I don't know,
infamous.
It's infamous for that, and so like when people meet me from out of town, they're always like, "Oh yeah, so like." You like know a lot of polygamists?
Yeah, that's a classic.
How many wives do you have?
Joke,
dude?
Yeah, from people from other places when they find out you're from Utah. How many wives do you have? Are you a polygamist? No, dude. Contrary to popular belief, we're not all fucking polygamists. It's really good. Provo Girl is kind of a take on the St. Pauli Girl. They actually used to have a label that looked exactly the same,
right?
But they got sued, and so now it's just a hot cowboy girl on the label. And it's good. It's a Pilsner, so it's a little bit lighter. It's perfect for this fucking warm summer day.
Actually, because they have two different ones, at the store, there's another party box, and it has like the Chasing Tail and a couple other ones. But I didn't want that one because it has one of the apricot beers, and
oh yeah,
no. I don't want three fucking apricot beers, dude. Me I'm neither. Sorry. So I got this one, and it's pretty good summer blend. The pale ale,
good call.
Even though it's pretty hoppy, but it's still kind of a light beer. All of the ones in this one are the First Amendment Lager is a very light. It would be like their version of like a Budweiser or whatever. It's like a very
classic
nice,
American lager.
Yeah. And then the Polygamy Porter, which is actually a nice dark beer. So you get, but it is delicious.
It and is. We will, and it's good to drink when it's hot outside. It's not too heavy.
We'll have one of those in a minute too.
Yeah. So in keeping with the Buffalo theme, we're not only just going to drink these cool Squatters local beers. We're also going to start playing the Buffalo drinking game, also known as Buffalo Club. If you're not familiar with it, we're going to give you a little rundown of how it's played. And
because neither are we.
Where it came from. Yeah, we've never played it before. So there's a folk origin of the game, which states that the Buffalo Club stems from the gunslinging days of the Old West, where the use of one's right hand, the shooting hand, was at times a matter of life or death. Thus, recreational activities such as playing cards or drinking were done with left hand only to avoid severe consequences. So you always had your gun hand ready.
My gun hand's ready.
Yeah, I'm ready to rock. So the rules are fairly simple, though widely varying, and involve which hand a player may use a drink. One version of how to play the game is as follows. A player can drink or can hold their drink with either hand, may only drink from it with their non-dominant hand. So in our case, is our left hand. If any other player, Buffalo player, spots them drinking with their dominant hand, they call Buffalo on the player, and that player must finish their drink as quickly as possible. If the player hesitates to finish their drink, the other players will usually proceed to make a ruckus chanting, Buffalo, Buffalo, and banging on the table until the player finishes. If the player calls Buffalo on somebody when they are actually drinking with the proper hand, or have an empty drink, or are not drinking an alcoholic drink, they may return with a call of false Buffalo, and the player is obligated to finish their own drink. If the Buffaloer does not currently possess a drink, the false caller must drink the nearest alcoholic drink available. Once a player begins playing Buffalo, they are playing Buffalo for the rest of their life. So we just got ourselves in a lifelong endeavor. Let's cheers to that.
Cheers to you.
Nobody needs to declare that the game is on, at least in principle, if rarely actually done. If the player spots a complete stranger drinking with what the player thinks to be their dominant hand, and the player calls Buffalo on them, they will either be confused or immediately know that they have transgressed the rules in the presence of another Buffalo player and obligated to finish their drink or return a false Buffalo if applicable.
I'm just going to start doing this to people.
Yeah, so it's on. Well, we've started, so it's on.
This is like my favorite part is the fact that we started and now it's a lifelong game. Like,
we're stuck.
Sorry. The good thing about today, and you're kind of fucked, but for me it's good because my microphone stand is kind of right in the way of my right hand.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go
so
around
I'm pretty,
it.
So I'm pretty much just going to be drinking with my left hand anyway.
Yeah, it'll be easier for Blake, but that's okay. I've already kind of worked my way around it.
So what I would say is if you're listening to this podcast right now and you just took a drink of your beverage, I call Buffalo.
Call Buffalo. And if you've never played Buffalo before, you need to start right now.
Also, just so you know, we should put a disclaimer on the beginning of this episode. Just by listening to this episode, you are now involved in the Buffalo game.
Yeah, you are by proxy now playing Buffalo. So, and we get really good internet statistics, so we know who's listening.
Yeah. I'll fucking find you.
Yeah. We'll track you down. We'll find you.
So this whole episode was spawned by the Possum Posse's. They have four episodes of a thing called Guy in a Buffalo. And from that first episode that we played for you, what's funny about it is you didn't even have to see the video to know that exactly what he's saying in the lyrics of the song is exactly what is happening.
It's true.
On the video.
It's sort of like a literal interpretation of lyrics, like when they remake those videos. It's sort of one of those.
These
deals.
Might be like the first videos that translate to audio.
And how many fucking hits do they have on this first episode?
It is almost 6 million.
Almost 6 million fucking views of this video, which is amazing and kind of a bummer for those guys because the video is taken from a movie, so I'm pretty sure they're not getting any money out of
it. Yeah, they basically took all the video from a movie called Buffalo Rider, and we're actually going to review that later in the podcast today.
Yeah. And in keeping with our Buffalo theme, I got a couple of Buffalo-themed news stories to get us going.
Mm-hmm.
The first one, it involves an actual buffalo. And this is a story from the DenverPost.com. And the headline is, "Another white buffalo born in Royal Gorge Park. All of the animals at Royal Gorge Bridge and Park were well despite the recent fire that burned 3,218 acres," park officials said. "The Royal Gorge fire destroyed most of the buildings in the park, 48 in total. On its Facebook page this weekend, the park announced the birth of another white buffalo to its herd. The park said Mother Brownie, fucking ridiculous, gave birth to a bull calf about 5:30 a.m. Saturday. His name is Smokey." We'll post a link to it on there so you can see this cute little guy.
Smokey and Brownie.
Yeah, you can see a picture of this cute little guy. He's pretty fucking awesome. It's just a little white buffalo, but it's pretty rad. They're pretty rare.
He looks a lot cuter than the other buffalo movie we're reviewing in this podcast, which is the white buffalo. And it's a big, evil white buffalo. It will fuck you up. This one looks like just a cute little albino buffalo.
Yeah, it's precious. It's little. It looks like a goat.
But see, I mean, what do you think the statistics are on, like, an albino anything? It's kind of cool to see.
Well, I don't know if they're actually albinos or if they're just, their fur's white. You know, there's a difference. Like, when you're albino, like, your eyes are shit. Yeah. So I don't know if it's the same kind of deal, but apparently they're fairly rare. The white buffaloes are. But he's
pretty cool.
He's a cool, cute little guy. We'll post a picture.
I didn't think
that
actually was like something in existence.
Yeah,
I thought it
was
just like a cheesy movie to me.
I didn't know either until I tried to find buffalo related news stories, and then that came up, and I was like, oh, look at that cute little guy. Our other two stories don't actually have anything to do with buffaloes, but the city of Buffalo, but they're both related. The first one is from the Buffalo News, buffalonews.com. Buffalo housing police cruiser crashes into building during chase. This story is from June 17th, and it's a Buffalo police housing unit patrol car crashed into a hairstyling salon at 65 Grant Street during the chase of a man who was arrested about 8:45 p.m. Monday. No one was injured in the crash. Further information was unavailable as of late Monday. So not a lot going on in that story, other than kind of bringing back the whole... we've done this a couple times about people crashing cars into buildings and businesses specifically. And
this one just so happened to be in Buffalo.
Well, and by a Buffalo police officer. So it's pretty fucking classic.
Cody said earlier, I didn't know they allowed Buffalo to be police officers.
Can you just,
sorry, my bad.
Can you just picture a Buffalo driving a police car? I mean, it's just funny the way they describe it as a Buffalo police officer. So my mind immediately just goes to an actual Buffalo being a police officer, not a person in Buffalo being a cop. The second story is directly relates to the third story directly relates
so that,
to the
that cop
the third.
Was just a regular cop just drove into some
yeah
like how do it, you drive into a building?
I don't know, but here's another one. Buffalo cop involved in car accident. This is Buffalo, New York. A female Buffalo police officer. So now we've got a female Buffalo being a cop. So at least they're not, you know, sexist about
it. Do they call female buffaloes cows?
I think so. That sounds about right. I don't know. We should find out. A female Buffalo police officer was involved in a two-car crash Thursday night around 10 p.m. Buffalo police say the officer was responding to a call at the time of the incident. So if you're on a call or in a car chase and you're a Buffalo police officer, steer clear of buildings. The accident happened at the intersection of Porter and York on the city's west side. The female officer collided with a Saturn sedan, pushing the Saturn into the porch of a nearby home. That's a fucking pretty intense car accident.
I would say.
That you can hit a car and move it so far.
What do you think, like 50, 60 miles an hour to push another car from like
probably.
The curb
yeah.
into a fucking house?
Yeah, that's fucking Jeez. Wild. The impact was so hard that my house shook, said Cameron Vasquez. And the kids started screaming. The little one started screaming, Mommy, Mommy. When I looked out the window, I noticed that the lady cop was hurt, and I started screaming, Somebody call the ambulance. Neighbors
Somebody
say the
call the police.
Neighbors say the female officer was injured and taken to the hospital in an ambulance. Her condition is not yet known. The man driving the Saturn was said to be okay, but sustained minor injuries. Carmen Vasquez says she found the other man involved in the wreck on her porch. She says she seemed to be in disbelief over what had happened. Vasquez said, quote, he didn't say much. I don't think he even realized what happened. He didn't say much. Let's just quote it twice. Nice. That's good writing there. WVIB.com. So, yeah, fucking wild.
So the car that she ran into wasn't the guy she was chasing, was it?
No, it said she was responding to a call, so she wasn't in a car chase. The first guy was in a car chase.
Oh, okay.
She was just on her way to a scene or something and fucking just happened to run into some dude and blow him right into somebody's porch.
What an idiot.
That's fucking crazy, though. Like, how the fact that this can happen, like, twice in the city of Buffalo with police officers running into shit.
I wonder.
It's pretty weird.
If that bitch still has a job. Because if I were to wreck into something like that and push it into a house, I'd be fucking fired.
Yeah, you would get fired. Blake drives for a living, so he knows about that kind of shit.
They'd be like, oh, guess what? You don't have a job anymore.
Oh, were you not drunk? No. Were you on drugs? No. You're still fired.
Yeah, you're stupid.
Because you obviously were doing something dumb.
That's awesome, dude.
But yeah, I just thought that was wild.
Two cops
yeah.
running into shit.
Two cops fucking blowing up people's
houses. The first one
houses.
Was a building, and the second one was a house.
Yeah, it's weird. That's crazy shit.
Brutal. Well, let's get on to episode number two. This might be a kind of a quick episode.
I don't know.
We never we'll know, see. Though. Trivia might
take a long time, and we've got a lot of shit to say about these movies.
Yeah, these movies are great.
So what's the title of the second episode?
The first one was Bears, Indians, and such. And this one is called Orphans, Cougars, and Whatnot. This is episode two, Guy on a Buffalo,
the Possum Posse.
The Possum Posse. Check it out.
One day the guy on the buffalo hopped off to stretch his legs, walk in the field. Hey, what's this in the weeds? It's a baby. Awesome. He put it in a saddle, hopped on, humped it up a hill and across the plain. Tried to cross a river. Not gonna happen, man. You're riding on a buffalo, member, but keep the baby afloat. Get your guy on the buffalo. Gotta find your friend. She's barren. Guy on a buffalo. Hey, you want this baby? It's cheaper than adoption. Guy on a buffalo. Don't do it, man, by yourself. Guy said, I got this. I don't need you, buffalo. It's just a deer. And normally the buffalo would have his back, but he was chomping on some grass in the field. And just about the time the guy got ready to shoot, he straight up got mauled by a cougar. Where's my buffalo? And I need him. Oh, he's got problems of his own, understand? Hey, guy on a buffalo.
So that was episode two of Guy on a Buffalo by the Possum Posse, Orphans, Cougars, and Whatnot.
That might be my favorite one.
Oh, yeah. Cheaper than adoption is, I think, our favorite line from all of them.
Cheaper than adoption. And it's just, we're going to get into this, but it is so fucking ridiculous what happens in this movie. And
oh, my God.
They pretty much capture, I think that the Possum Posse's renditions of these movies are way better than the actual movie itself.
Oh, yeah. You can spend 10 minutes watching their four YouTube videos, or you could spend an hour and a half watching this fucking movie. I highly would recommend going with the Possum Posse version.
And we did. We did sit around and watch this movie other night. Let's get right into it, Cody.
Fucking A, dude. All right. So Buffalo Rider, it tells the story of Buffalo Jones. The movie fucking starts out, and it starts out like a nature video. The first like 15 or 20 minutes is just this dude doing voiceover talking about the buffaloes in the plain states and how they were fucking had their population just decimated from hunting.
Not only that, it actually starts out he's talking about deer and elk and moose. You don't even get in a buffalo. And they're basically like referring to all these other animals so that they can give you an idea of how many buffalo were killed back in the Wild West.
Yeah. Like I said, there's a stat in the movie that was like between 1850 and 1880 or something, they killed like 30 million buffalo or something insane. Like, I don't remember what it was, but
I didn't write it down.
They do a statistic. But the whole first like 15 or 20 minutes of the movie is literally like a nature documentary about like plains buffaloes in the late 1800s. It's really fucking kind of weird. And he goes straight from that into telling the story of Buffalo Jones, who finds this orphaned calf buffalo and fucking breaks, like, heals it, brings it back to health. And then,
because it was being attacked by wolves.
Yeah, that's right. And then he raises it as his own, and then instead of killing it and eating it, which is what I think his intention was, he says, fuck it, I'm just going to ride the buffalo. And he breaks this buffalo and starts riding it around.
It's pretty awesome. Buffalo.
Mm. Oh, I just opened this, too.
I know, you just got screwed. All right,
hold on. So you got to carry this.
Sorry, Cody just got buffaloed. One down on the whole... Well, this is actually a good thing because I had at least four beers before Cody got here, so he's just playing catch up anyway.
It's too cold.
So, yeah. Let me just give you a rundown. So, Buffalo Rider was filmed in 1978, starring Rick... I don't know how to pronounce this. Gwynn? G-U-I-N-N, I would say. Gwynn.
Sure.
And... is Jake Jones is his name, and he gets called Buffalo Jones. One of the funny things in the story is they are talking about how they saw this guy riding a buffalo, and everybody started calling him Buffalo Jones, but we were like, nobody knew his last name. How did they just decide to start? Because Jones is his real last name.
The generic way to say somebody is like, oh, that's Basketball Jones. That's Buffalo Jones. I think that's just how it goes.
So, basically what happens, and for some reason, everybody wants to fuck up Guy on a Buffalo. So, he finds the buffalo, learns how to ride it, and everybody who sees him gets seriously upset for whatever reason. So, everybody is trying to kill him. I'm just trying to give some plot points here. And then, these same guys that are trying to kill him end up murdering this family trying to commute from one place to another. And, so then he basically seeks out revenge to kill these dudes that killed this family. And it's the tagline of this movie is...
Well, not only that, but they shot him himself.
They did. They shot him. And then the people who were taking... Hunters. Who found him and took care of him and nursed him back to health. It was like their sister or brother or something that was coming into town. Yeah. And they killed them. And then he found their baby and brought it back to him.
And it's cheaper than adoption.
It is. It's cheaper than adoption. And the tagline for this movie is charging on 2,000 pounds of revenge.
Fucking A, dude. That last beer I had was a polygamy porter, and it was tasty. I just wish I got to savor it a little bit more. I'm on to the First Amendment now.
Which is one of my favorite beers that they do. I really like that.
Yeah, it's good.
It's a great summertime beer. Nice and...
Yeah, I like it.
It's just a light, nice light First Amendment lager.
Yeah, good it's times. Got a cool label of a guy in... fucking pioneer gear busting into a wooden keg. It's pretty cool.
So from before, we decided we were going to do, like, if we watch a movie, we need to give it like a watch this movie, don't watch this movie, or maybe you should watch this movie. I'm going to give this a big don't even fucking watch this movie.
I'm going to give this movie a big watch Possum Posse's Guy in a Buffalo.
Yes, yes.
Don't bother with a real movie.
This movie, for whatever reason... They didn't have any trust in any of the actors, so they just had a guy narrate every single fucking thing that happens. Like, if the guy on a buffalo, like, picks something up, the narrator says, guy on a buffalo picked up a gun.
Yeah, and it's told, like, from the vantage point of this guy is telling a story that his grandpa had told him, like, years ago. It's been, like, kind of passed down from generation to generation in this family, and you kind of don't know why anybody would give a fuck about this. And then in the end, it's revealed that the cheaper than adoption baby was his grandfather, which still seems fucking weird.
The guy narrating is the grandson of the baby that was saved by Guy in a Buffalo.
Buffalo Jones.
And I just don't think that the director realized that he could have told the story just by showing what happens and have the actors talk.
Did not need to be narrated.
For the first 30 minutes, I think maybe even longer, you don't even see the main actor... speak on screen.
I don't think he talks on screen until an hour in.
Yeah, he talks like twice. He says yes once and another time or something.
We were convinced that he was like French Canadian and couldn't speak English or something weird, because every time you see his face, and then when he talks, they go to like whoever he's talking to, like to get their reaction to what he said. Like, you couldn't just fucking show that guy mouth something or whatever.
And I think I know why, because when they do actually show him talk, he has that really weird, like,
oh, he's got a gnarly long mustache.
He barely opens his, have you ever seen a guy that barely opens his mouth when he talks, yeah, and has a huge beard and it looks really weird when,
yeah,
he talks?
Okay. That's, yeah.
And that is exactly what this guy is. The other funny thing about this is Rick Gwynn, who plays Buffalo Jones in this movie, was also in an earlier movie in 76. It was called The Life and the Legend of Buffalo Jones, and it was directed by the same guy who produced the one we're talking about, Buffalo Rider.
Yeah, which to me just means I don't need to fucking bother with that goddamn... And I don't know what that movie could be anyway. This fucking movie pretty much covers it. Are you going to do more of his backstory? It's just... I don't know how this was a sequel to anything.
We should have probably researched that and tried to watch that, but I don't think you can even find that.
This movie is not very popular. Like, there's no Wikipedia page. The IMDb page is very scant. The reviews on IMDb are pretty awesome, though. It's either like 1 or 2 stars or 10 stars.
My favorite thing about the IMDb page is that the synopsis for this movie is just the lyrics from the Possum Posse's lyrics for the Guy on the Buffalo songs. And that is the synopsis of the movie.
Yeah, and this movie's really strange. Like, it feels like they took two different, like, video packages and put them together in one movie. There's, like, this whole side story about this raccoon, like, going to, like, in the winter, going to, like, forage for food or something.
And gets attacked by a cougar.
Then it gets attacked by a cougar, and then somehow it gets injured, but it, like, survives the winter. And it's totally incongruous to the story of Buffalo Jones, but it feels like they just needed to fill time, and it doesn't flow, like, fit along, like, with the, like, cinematic quality of the rest of it. It's just it feels like they had all this nature footage, and then they were like, let's make a movie, and then let's make like 30 minutes of actual like dramatic like acting, and it fucking doesn't make any sense. And there is a shit ton of like wildlife stuff that is super fucked and kind of upsetting, because you can't tell if it's real or if it's staged. And if it's staged, holy fuck, they must have had a huge budget to get people who are like animal trainers.
And they obviously don't have a huge budget.
Because like the raccoon scene with the cougar, like, it's fucked, dude. This cougar gets this fucking raccoon by the throat and is trying to drown it in a frozen river. And it is the most fucked up and upsetting thing. And you're like, is this fucking real? Like, so, are we really watching this? And like, if it was on nature, on PBS, I'd be like, oh, it's just a nature video.
It's
that's
a
cool.
nature
but
show.
But as a movie, it's like, that's fucked up, dude. Like,
a lot of the...
It's fucking crazy.
A lot of the reviews of this movie on the IMDb are basically people being like, this is like animal cruelty at its worst. Because
that's like one of the predictive searches when you Google Buffalo Rider, is it'll autofill and say Buffalo Rider animal cruelty. It's fucked,
so
dude.
See,
and you don't know
you
whether to be upset or
a
like
cougar
whatever.
Attack a raccoon. You see a buffalo kick
a wolf in the face.
Right in the fucking face,
which is on the guy buffalo
yeah,
video.
And it is. You see. So there's
you
like
see
a,
multiple
there's
buffaloes
like a,
getting shot and dropping.
Oh yeah, they actually kill buffalo in this movie.
I
there's no way
there's
they
videos
can,
of them hunting buffalo.
It is
because there's a gunshot and then a buffalo straight up falls over.
Yeah, like, and like you can't teach
I don't
a buffalo
think he, yeah, play
to
dead.
Do that, dude. Like they were actually out there in the fields killing buffalo,
which is fucked.
What else happened? Oh, the cougar attacks the guy on a buffalo, and he straight up decks the cougar in the face.
But the cougar is like full on claws on this guy's neck, like swinging off of him, like all four off the ground. Like this guy is swinging this cougar around. So either this dude like really got attacked by a cougar, or they have the greatest trained cougar of all time.
The other thing, they fight two fucking grizzly bears and they maul the shit out of each other.
Yeah, they're all bloody.
Yeah,
fucked.
There's blood and like you can see all their skin is torn off and like.
Yeah, so if you haven't gotten the hint by now, don't watch this fucking movie if that stuff is not cool with you.
It's seriously like, it is like the worst film movie ever, and then they have all this shit that you're like, me and Cody were both like, I don't know how to feel about this. Mm-mm. Like, is this really happening?
It's fucking upsetting,
dude. Or is this
like
training? Like,
even
no,
if it's trained, it's fucking pretty upsetting.
It's pretty bad.
It's fucked, dude. Like, there's just there's plenty of scenes in that movie where you just fucking kind of want to lose your lunch. Or I guess it's not that bad. You don't want to barf, but you want to like get upset. I don't know. It was fucking
but
weird.
But they did catch one thing that was really cool, and there's no way this could have been like a setup. There was no way it was like a planned thing. They were recording the raccoon getting away from the cougar, and oh, right. the snow melt on the ice of the river broke. And it totally had like a flood of the area.
Oh yeah, there was big ice flows.
The ice flood, and it was pretty amazing footage that they even got that.
Yeah, they had a raccoon sitting on a fucking like mini iceberg thing in a river, like going down these rapids.
And there's no way they could have just.
Yeah, that's not trained or like they probably just caught that and they were like, let's just throw it in the story, which I think is like half the shit in this movie.
Pretty cool.
That was cool. It was way cool. But really, all of the shit that we tell you sucks, other than the buffalo kicking the wolf in the face, is not in the Guy on the Buffalo videos from Possum Posse. So you can just watch that and get your fill for the movie.
You seriously,
and not get upset.
By the time this episode is over, you will have heard the whole story pretty much summed up by the Possum Posse.
It's true. They do a really good job. It's not chronological, but they do a good job of telling the fucking movie story in 10 minutes.
The only other two awesome things songs. I wanted to mention about this movie are one of the things that the narrator says after the guy in the buffalo chases a bear away with the buffalo. This is a straight up quote from the movie. Bears are fine people if you leave them alone.
This is told by the narrator, obviously.
Bears are fine people.
Yeah.
Really?
Bears are fine people.
They're really not. They're not people at all.
No, they're not.
The Berenstain Bears, maybe.
And that's the funny part, too, is that in the Guy on the Buffalo video, it's just like a little black bear that chases him up the hill and then comes charged back after him. So you've got a 2,000-pound buffalo and probably like a 500 or 600-pound black bear.
Yeah.
No big deal. And then when the two grizzly bears, who are as big or bigger than the buffalo, start fighting over the buffalo, that's kind of fucked.
Oh, the other thing, and this will tie into the last thing I wanted to say, is this was all filmed in Utah and Oregon.
Right, yeah.
So the guy in the buffalo basically takes this buffalo off the plains and takes him to the top of a fucking mountain.
Yeah.
And you can tell the buffalo is not having it. He's walking him through like a 10-foot snowpack and he can't walk and he's like trying to pull him through.
Yeah.
And the buffalo is like obviously miserable in this location. He tries to take him through a river. And
the buffalo with the baby he found.
And in episode two, they say, try to take the guy on a buffalo through the river. No, wait, you realize you're on a buffalo. Like, wait, save the baby. Keep the baby afloat.
Yeah. In the movie, they go halfway across this river, and the buffalo's like, fuck you, we're not going anywhere. So they have to go back. So then the guy on the buffalo somehow magically ties a rope across this river, carries the baby across, and then ties a rope to his buffalo and pulls the buffalo across the river on this super fast, like, river. While he's tugging on this rope to get the buffalo to come, I'm thinking, if the buffalo gets caught, it gets swept up on this river, that fucking buffalo is gone, and there's no way that dude can do anything to save it.
Yeah.
It seems so fucking stupid.
I really don't think they cared. When was PETA started? I should have figured that out, because...
Oh, fuck. I don't know, man.
It
but
probably wasn't
got
in
a lot of shit to say about this movie, I bet.
Because, yeah, if you would show this to PETA guys now, they would fucking... They would lose their shit.
So, this movie's on YouTube. We watched it on YouTube, but... Save yourself the time and just watch the Guy in a Buffalo videos. They tell almost all of the interesting parts of the story, including the fucking penultimate moment of this movie is when the Guy on a Buffalo finally gets his revenge, and he goes to, it called?
Totally.
Silver City or Culver City or some shit.
Oh,
and he fucking, so either. He finds the guys who shot him and killed Dude Bro's family and finds him in this tavern called the Crystal Palace. And fucking straight up busts into this tavern, riding his buffalo into this fucking bar and starts shooting people.
And you can tell they made the building big enough for a guy on an 8-foot buffalo plus his height on top of it. Like, that was the doorway to this bar. Like, that exists.
And then when they go inside and they show the interior shots, I'm pretty well convinced it's just they put up four walls with no ceilings because you can see, like, natural daylight way more than you could from looking at the outside of this building. So I think they just threw up walls and were like, just ride this buffalo around and fuck shit up.
Yeah, every time I've been into an old-timey tavern, there wasn't any natural sunlight going on in there. So, he goes in on his buffalo, kills all the guys that killed... I keep wanting to get past this movie, but there are so many things that happen. So these fucking assholes that shot the guy in the Buffalo, they're just like this ragtag bunch of fucking assholes that just go out in the plains and just anybody comes through, like walks through their path, gets fucked up.
Yeah, they it's these three fucking guys, and they're the Three Stooges. Like, all they do the whole time is fight with each other and fucking argue about who's a better Buffalo Skinner and all this shit. It's fucking retarded. Like, that is the funniest part of this movie, is watching these three dipshits just fight with each other.
So it's they kill stupid. The brother or sister of the lady that he gives the baby to at the end.
Uh-huh.
And they shoot the husband, and then she runs away with baby in hand. They chase after her and then cut her throat with a knife and leave the baby to die.
Yeah.
And this is for no reason.
No mercy killing.
It's just like, whatever. We like killing people. It's
no,
cool.
It was to fucking rob their wagon.
Well, yeah, but they could have robbed him without fucking brutally murdering
them
chicken
shits,
no reason.
They shoot the guy from like 60 yards away. And then they don't chase the lady. They let her run around like a crazy person and hide in the bushes and the sagebrush until she walks by. And then they just grab her and kill her.
And it's
fucking pussies.
They don't show it, but they basically imply that they fucking rape her and then cut her throat. That's what I got.
Pretty much,
it.
Yeah. Well, judging by their character, I would say so. Their fucking interactions are just retarded. They're fucking seriously like the Three Stooges. Like, two of the guys are always fucking just telling each other how stupid they are and fighting and shit. And
so yeah. So eventually they get into a little argument, and the one guy that like cut the lady's throat. He decides, fuck you guys, I'm out of here, and he leaves. Guy in the Buffalo finds the other two at the bar and kills them, and then finds out where the last dude is, the guy that cut the lady's throat.
Tracks him.
He tracks him down and tramples him on his buffalo.
Yeah, the
to
buffalo
kill him.
Fucking straight up tramples that dude.
And that is the end of the movie. Like,
it's fucking pretty ridiculous.
Trample a guy and then.
Yeah, it's trample a guy, black credits. Screen, executive producer Dick Wolf. It's straight up fucking that kind of shit.
So fucking
it's
stupid.
Fucking weird, dude. There's no voiceover at the end, which is what you would be expecting, because the whole fucking movie has been narrated by this guy, and it's so weird.
I can't get over how crappy this movie is.
Don't fucking bother.
Don't do it.
I don't wish I didn't watch it, but I don't wish it on anybody.
I'm glad we had something to talk about, but holy shit. This movie is jacked.
Fucking ridiculous.
All right, so the next movie that we watched for our Buffalo theme was a movie called The White Buffalo.
Starring Charles Bronson as Wild Bill Hickok.
Yes, and a guy named Will Sampson, who, if I recognized him as a guy who plays an Indian in lots of other movies. I've seen him before.
Yeah, sounds familiar.
But he plays Crazy Horse or Worm.
What?
Yeah. In the movie, okay. Before I go into the plot of this movie, The White Buffalo was filmed 1 year before Buffalo Rider, and this.
Where it came out 1 year before.
Yes. Fucking.
Who knows when Buffalo Rider was filmed, because it's fucking like two different movies.
1,000 times better. It's like. This is a Buffalo story I can relate with. This is some shit, dude. This is actually really good. And the reason why I even knew about this movie is when I was a little kid, my dad, this is one of his favorite movies, and we always gave him shit about it because of how cheesy it was. Uh-huh. And like, it's like a serious Western kind of.
Sure.
1 year for his birthday, I bought him The White Buffalo on VHS, and he still has it.
Fuck yeah.
So I was going to borrow it from him to watch it, but you can see this one, the whole movie, on YouTube as well. So that was pretty sweet. I watched it on my iPad this morning when I woke up.
Awesome.
No big deal.
Sweet.
So basically, the plot of this story, Wild Bill Hickok by Charles Bronson. It starts out, and the first scene of the movie is like a snowy ice scene, and got some intense music which plays throughout the whole movie. It's almost like one of the reviews they do is it's kind of like Jaws, but with a white buffalo. So like every time there's any hint of the buffalo being around, you get like this dark, mysterious music and shit.
Do we have a trailer?
Oh, you know what? I think I might do.
I want to check out the trailer to this.
See, I think I can.
We'll have to go back and put in the Go Buffalo Rider trailer because it's fucking priceless.
Oh, yeah. I fucked that up, guys. Sorry.
Yeah, let's do the Buffalo Rider trailer, too, because I forgot.
You want me to just do that now?
Yeah, because I forgot how funny the fucking song is from that.
Sorry. Okay, so we'll do the Buffalo Rider trailer and then the White Buffalo trailer. Sorry we kind of did that out of order, but this is funny because basically this whole song reviews the movie for you.
The Legend of Buffalo Jones, I think is what it's called.
Yep. It's the same as the original movie.
Fucking retarded. It's so good.
Young man, few people have known.
I just called Buffalo on myself.
He's only got one sip left.
I had one drink left.
Fuck. Yeah, by trailer we meant an original song, which is basically Guyana Buffalo, but without the fucking
The awesomeness and the funniness
and overly descriptive lyrics.
His love for
the buffalo. Can't help but sing along. Sorry, dudes.
They're dead.
Oh no.
Yeah,
there's the trailer to Buffalo
that
Rider.
That sucks, dude. That the trailer was the shittiest song of all time.
It's so good. It's so fucking good. All
right, we did it out of order, but let's go right into the White Buffalo trailer.
Yeah.
I think this one, I haven't watched this one either. I hope it's not just this song. I think this one might just explain what's going on in this movie.
I sort of hope it is.
In the year 1874, a great white beast roamed the Black Hills of Dakota. It was powerful enough to destroy anyone or anything that stood in its path. It was hated and hunted. It was worshipped and feared. It was the White Buffalo. Now, the creators of King Kong bring another legendary creature to the screen. Dino De Laurentiis presents The White Buffalo. Starring Charles Bronson as Wild Bill Hickok, a man who feared nothing.
Again, Bill!
Except being afraid. He was haunted by a nightmare which drove him to the brink of madness. The White Buffalo. Will Sampson as Crazy Horse, a proud warrior. Sworn to kill a sacred enemy, the White Buffalo. Also starring Jack Warden, Stuart Whitman, Clint Walker, Slim Pickens, John Carradine, and Kim Novak.
This buffalo is mine.
That buffalo will belong to the hunter who kills him.
A thundering spectacle, a shattering experience. When two legendary enemies join forces to battle the greatest legend of them all. The White Buffalo.
So there was the fucking trailer for White Buffalo. Pretty fucking gnarly and much better than the trailer for Buffalo Rider.
Because this is an actual movie. It just blows me away that this was filmed 1 year before the other movie, and this is like, this is an actual movie, and Buffalo Rider is like a fucking shitty narrated documentary.
It's like a student film project compared to this fucker.
A really bad student. Obviously, it's like that guy's doing too many weeds or whatever. He doesn't know how to.
He's doing too many weeds.
He doesn't understand creating a story with plot lines and whatever. Like it's
they just
it's
don't.
Just
they just don't understand how to make a movie.
The White Buffalo. I've got to say. On the scale of watch it, don't watch it, or just check it out, I would say watch it. Yeah. I think that it's got like a good intensity throughout. Like you're kind of on the edge of your seat of what's going to happen. There are some things in this movie that get kind of fucked up, and I'll explain that later. But basically, the main plot of this movie is Charles Bronson's character, Wild Bill Hickok, is having nightmares about a white buffalo. And so he thinks that it's his fate to kill this white buffalo. And basically the story comes true. So he finds out that there is an actual white buffalo. And he is basically, if he doesn't kill the white buffalo, it's going to end his life because he keeps having all these dreams. So the opening, and that's basically the plot. He's just got to kill this white buffalo. So the opening scene is, it kind of is his dreamscape of this nightmare of this white buffalo busting through like this big ice wall and attacking him. And he wakes up on a train firing off his six shooters into the bunk above him and sits up all dazed and looks. And nobody's above him in the top bunk. And the train guy comes up and he's like, if somebody had been on the top bunk, you'd send him straight to hell in a handbasket. And he's like, oh, I'm sorry. And he's like, if you don't put your guns away and stow them under your bunk, I'm going to put you out on your boots in Wyoming. And so this whole fucking movie happens in Wyoming. I don't know why there's such a big, like, ice theme. To Wyoming, right. Yeah. like I know parts of Wyoming get pretty cold, but like we're talking like,
well, yeah, it's
if you if you watched what's the Game of Thrones, like mm-hmm. The wall, like it's a fucking ice wall that this buffalo is busting through, like this huge fucking thing that doesn't happen in Wyoming. I'm sorry,
no, just, that's not a real thing.
Doesn't exist.
It's so funny that you said. In one sentence, you said nightmares, a nightmare and a dreamscape.
Oh, Stephen King.
Yeah, and the producer of this movie, Dino Ooh. De Laurentiis, has quite a boner for Stephen King movies. He produced Maximum Overdrive, Silver Bullet, Cat's Eye.
All great movies.
And
good actors.
Fucking Sometimes They Come Back. So obviously this guy has a boner for Stephen King making his movies and shit. He's also produced some fucking pretty classic movies, like The White Buffalo, but he also produced Serpico and Death Wish, Charles Bronson again. He produced Flash Gordon, which is a fucking sweet sci-fi movie. Conan the Barbarian, Conan the Destroyer, Halloween's 2 and 3. He also produced Evil Dead 2 and Army of Darkness, fucking awesome movies.
That fucking blows my mind, dude.
Yeah, and
those
produced,
two of my favorite movies of all time.
As well as Dune and Blue Velvet, David Lynch movies. Like, this guy fucking was like
he
producer extraordinaire.
And he did The White Buffalo.
And he
so
did The White Buffalo.
You should check it out.
Yeah.
Another point that I was going to make, I wrote down here, is that the director, J. Lee Thomas, he directed the original version of Cape Fear in 1962. It was a black and white that was later remade, with Robert De Niro.
Yeah.
And it looked pretty solid. I don't know. It looked kind of... I'm going to check it out.
The original one?
I didn't realize that there was an original movie.
Me neither.
I didn't know it was a remake. But yeah, it's the exact same story.
Really?
And like the movie poster of it that I was looking at online, like the bad guy kind of looked like De Niro does in the movie with like the hat and like mm-hmm. the button-up shirt and just kind of creepy looking.
Oh,
I'm going to check that shit out.
Yeah, that sounds rad.
And then he also directed like 10 other Charles Bronson movies and the two sequels, The Planet of the Apes. The Planet of the Apes Rises and some other shit.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool.
I was like, well, that's weird. So
the director and the producer are fucking
the
heavy hitters.
The screenplay writer was the writer of the novel The White Buffalo. Which,
fuck off.
This is a fucking movie based on a novel called The White Buffalo.
I'm going to fucking read that shit for
sure. So awesome. And this is like a typical Western. Like, there are gun shootouts and bar fights and everything that you're like, you know what I want in an old Western movie? This fucking movie has it. And I can't say enough about this movie. I made fun of my dad for years for watching this shit, and I actually enjoyed it quite a bit. I was laughing probably for the wrong reasons through the whole thing, because it was like so cheesy and funny, but
sure.
At the same time, like I was entertained throughout the whole flick.
Fuck yeah.
So that's good. Let me see a couple of the talking points I have on here. Okay, so while Bill Hickok has a problem with the White Buffalo because he's having dreams about it, but they're Crazy Horse also has a problem with the White Buffalo, because the White Buffalo, it's like maybe like the second or third scene, the White Buffalo comes through this Indian village and wipes them all out. Just he, for whatever reason, he's pissed off and he fucking murders this whole village of Indians, and they're screaming.
That's
his
racist.
Horns. I will get to that. This is the most racist movie I've seen in a long time, dude. And I wrote down every slur that they came up with, Indians, fuck. That they said in this movie.
Awesome.
It is fucked. So this white buffalo runs through this Indian village, and his horns are like tearing people in half, and blood is spraying everywhere, and it ends up trampling Crazy Horse's daughter, and it's like a baby, like tiny little baby.
That's fucked
so,
up.
Newborn baby gets trampled by the white buffalo. Crazy Horse feels bad about it and is crying, right? So
just like the Indian from the fucking don't throw your litter out the car window in the commercials. Like from
Wayne,
like from
that.
Wayne's World 2. The crying Indian, really?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. So yeah. He's crying, and his elders take him aside and say, "You have like basically you have like no pride. Male Indians don't cry. We now have renamed you from Crazy Horse to Worm, and you are now banned from our village until you can like basically redeem yourself."
Which is obviously, this is not historically accurate, because they don't build the world's largest natural sculpture of you if you're a fucking crybaby. And if you've never,
they're like,
you know, Mount Rushmore. Yeah. They're building a monument 10 times that size, just a Crazy Horse in South Dakota.
Yeah. It's going to take like 20 years to complete.
It should have been done like 30 years ago. But
yeah. So he cries a little bit because his daughter dies, and they're like, fuck you, you baby, get out of here. So now your name is Worm. And so now his vendetta against the white buffalo, he has to kill the white buffalo in order to retake his name, Crazy Horse, and go back to his tribe. So that's the two people that have to kill the white buffalo, and that's how Wild Bill Hickok ends up meeting him, because they're both hunting this white buffalo.
Yeah, they hook up and fucking double team that action.
I want to get into the racist thing. This is ridiculous, dude.
Well, let's get deep.
It may be the most racist movie against Indians I've ever witnessed in my life. So the first thing I noticed, and that's why I started keeping track, was Wild Bill Hickok's buddy at some point calls one of the Indians a featherheader. And I'm just going to go through the list. There's like
Which
20
is
of them.
Fantastic. That's
there's like 20 racial slurs.
The least offensive racial slur ever.
And if you're offended easily, I'm sorry. There is one that's
well,
kind
we're
of
just,
bad.
This is just from the movie.
This
isn't us. This
quote.
Is not how we feel. We love our native brothers.
Every one of these things is a direct quote from this movie. The first one that came up after that was red nigger.
Fuck, it's fucking rough.
Red skin.
Yeah.
A red dandy. A red cat skinner. A cockadoodle. a red ragamuffin.
Oh my god.
He one time refers to him as the Hoots because they hoot and holler because they're Indians.
No shit.
The red rooster. And then he says to Wild Bill Hickok, "You must have converted to the red religion." And one that I could barely understand, and I don't know if I'm getting this right. I was going to Google it and find out if this is an actual racial slur. But he calls one of the Indians, he calls Crazy Horse, Maggot Bill Baboose.
Maggot Bill Baboose?
Yeah. And that was like a really good cut to the
Indian. Yeah, it cuts deep.
Holy shit. And so they basically make the Indians in this movie act like complete fuck-ups. And I don't want to use the word retard, but they make them seem like they don't have like proper brain function. Like when they talk, they go,
so it sounds like the Go-Go Gophers. You remember that cartoon? The Go-Go Gophers, where they talk like fucking retards. It's the two gophers who were like, they're like Indian gophers. It's an old cartoon. It's like Underdog. Same guy that did Underdog did the Go-Go Gophers. Anyway.
Yeah.
Sounds like that. The hoobity doobity hoobity.
Basically, yeah. And so I just the whole time I'm watching, I'm like, how do they even get away with this? But I guess it's the 70s and whatever.
Yeah, it was a different time, I guess.
And another thing that ties the two movies that we're talking about tonight together is that...
Aside from Buffaloes.
Well, this is Buffalo thing. Is the first movie, the Buffalo Rider, talks about how the humans came in and were like a plague and killed all the buffaloes off. Wild Bill Hickok goes into Cheyenne, in one of the first scenes you see him in that city, he walks in and there is like a pile of buffalo bones, like 8 feet high and like 80 feet long.
What the fuck, dude?
And he's just standing next to it and he's kind of looking, looking at it like, whoa, like it gives you like the perspective, like, holy shit, like humans kind of suck. We just fucking annihilated all these buffalo, even though he's like a buffalo hunter.
Yeah, well, sure. Well, that's like in Buffalo Rider, they talk about how these guys who were hunting buffalo, they only hunted them for their hides. Right. Didn't worry about the meat. They would kill them, skin them, and leave them, and the coyotes and wolves would eat the meat.
And
but these guys kept the bones, so
they did. They were making profit off of it. And they were talking about how if they kill the white buffalo, it's like 2,000. I don't know what they said, like 2,000 coins, or it was like basically like $2,000 for a full white buffalo. Like,
whoa.
They'll pay out on that shit.
That's crazy, because Buffalo Rider, it's $2 for a buffalo skin.
Yeah.
That's like a big time difference. They're getting
paid out on this shit. Yeah, so,
that's a premium.
So he goes into town, and he's under like a fake name, because basically he killed this Indian a long time ago. Was like a nice piece. They called him the peaceful healer. Mm-hmm. And he basically blew off this Indian's head. And so Crazy Horse, once they meet, he's like, are you the peaceful
healer's
murderer? And he's like, no, I'm not.
No, totally.
I'm not Wild Bill Hickok.
Totally
I'm
didn't do that.
Charles Otis or whatever. He's like, yeah, it's like some of their name.
Surprised they didn't just go with that.
And so he goes into this town. And he's been there before, and one of the people that he knows in the town is this hooker, and her name is Mrs. Poker Jenny Schirmerhorn. And he shows up to her house and
Mrs. Poker.
Because she's a hooker.
Yeah, poker. Of course, poker.
And so she's like in love with him. And he comes in and she's like, oh, I wanna have some sex. And he's like, no. And she's like, what do you mean? He's like, I'm too tired. And
yeah, would you like, go gay?
She's like, well, I'll do all the work. And he's all, this is fucked, dude. He's like, no, I don't want to have sex with you because I love you. And one of your sisters gave me the disease and I don't want to pass it on to you.
I think he's talking about syphilis.
He's got some kind of STD.
Herpes.
Yeah.
Because the other ones kind of go away eventually.
It's something. And she's like, what, did the disease get to your head? Because he's having all these nightmares.
No, got to his dick.
And he's like, I just don't want to pass it on to you because I love you. So he fucked one of her sisters, got an STD, and now won't have sex with the woman he loves.
He loves her so much, he fucked her sister, got herpes, and won't fuck her
anymore.
It was
like, what a weird turn in a movie that has nothing to do with the story. Let's just throw in this weird hooker thing.
Super extraneous.
Oh my god, dude.
Fuck it. Who cares? Let's just throw that in there.
There's lots of stuff in this movie that I think you should probably watch it just because it's just so weird. That's like they crazy, have like this hooker that's at the bar and everybody gets to pay her a dollar to go in and get like a blowy or have some sex or whatever. And there's a guy standing out front like a carny going, get down with my lady. $1, $1, whatever you want. Whatever you want, you'll love her.
That's only half a buffalo skin, dude. Totally worth it.
And basically, Wild Bill Hickok's friend goes in to get a blowjob from the hooker, and he can't get it up. And she's like, why don't you come back to me when your barrel's full of lead?
Oh my god, I love the fucking like late 20th century version of like 19th century Wild West talk.
And there is a lot of it in this movie. Like they ham that shit up.
Oh
all
my god,
day long
that shit is
movie.
Fucking awesome.
It's
and
pretty
only
good.
Like dudes in the 70s could pretend to know how people talked in the 1800s. Like,
so I bring up his buddy that couldn't get a hard on up because. He's who he basically hires on to come with him to help him hunt the white buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
And he's kind of a piece of shit. He's only, they call him One Eye because he has a glass eye.
I thought it was because his dick didn't work.
Pretty much.
Everybody knows it, dude.
So the end of the story, these two guys and Crazy Horse meet up and he talks to Crazy Horse and they do the whole Indian sign language as they talk. Like doing the hand up with how and like they're doing like the stupid sign language as they talk, like
perpetuating racism.
He's like, your name is Little Worm or Little Snake, and he like does like the little like squiggly with his hand, and he's all no, and he's all, that doesn't mean snake, little snake, it means worm. And so at the end of the movie,
but he speaks English.
Wild Bill Hickok ends up shooting the white buffalo, but lets Crazy Horse take the buffalo so that he can get his name back. They became friends, even though Crazy Horse wants to kill him for killing the peacemaker guy or whatever.
So they murder the fuck out of this buffalo.
Yeah. Like, Crazy Horse jumps on his back and is stabbing arrows into him. Like,
Jesus.
Like, blood is flying. Like, it gets pretty brutal at the end, dude. And then, awesome. So he shoots him, and then the one-eye guy gets mad at Charles Bronson because he lets the Indian take the buffalo when he could have got $2,000 for this buffalo, and he's like, sorry, dude. And so the guy like storms off and he's like holding his gun like, I'm gonna shoot that fucking Indian. And Charles Bronson's like, don't even try it, dude, just walk away. And harsh. He's like, Crazy Horse walks up and says, looks like you lost a friend but you gained one. And that's the end of the movie.
Yes. solid ending. That is fantastic.
Okay, everybody should go see this movie. It's awesome.
Fuck yeah.
And the special effects of the buffalo is the other thing I'll mention. Pretty amazing. Too much CGI nowadays. This is like an 8-foot buffalo, white buffalo they built out of
it's a big
like
animatronic
machinery,
buffalo.
And they make it run through and kill Indians and people, and it's fucking fun to watch. I would say
way less animal cruelty than Buffalo Rider.
Yeah, no animals, real animals die in this movie.
There weren't any real buffaloes getting shot, just animatronic
buffaloes.
So
if you're into being racist against Indians and you like buffalo, this is the movie for you. So moving on.
But he's not saying that because he's into being racist towards Indians.
No, it's just what
just
it is.
Just check that.
I like Indians.
Yeah, they're great.
Some of my best friends are Indians. American Indians.
American Indians.
So let's get right into episode 3 of Guy on a Buffalo. Let's see what this one's called. It is I don't have 3 up here, only 4.
Hills was minding their bees, but also getting hunted by some hunters. One of them was loud. The buffalo scattered. The other hunter got mad, kicked him in the knee, and punched him right in the mouth. He tackled the other hunter, not sure why, but it turned into this whole big deal. Guy on a buffalo, sneak up on you like a ghost. Yeah, it's me, you hunt buffalo, no, we cool. I'm on a buffalo, don't forget it. Oh, I won't. I don't like that guy, I'm gonna shoot him. Check out my coat. Look out, guy, you're gonna get shot by the guy wearing a buffalo. Oh, get to the forest, what's gonna happen?
That was Guy on a Buffalo, episode 3, finale part 1, which is the origin, villains, and the like. I think it's kind of funny that the third episode is the origin episode. It shows, like, the bad guys and how he got the buffalo and roped it, and it says, "He brought the buffalo home to eat. But then I'm going to ride it. I'll just eat my horse instead."
Which doesn't happen in the movie. Thank God.
Buffalo.
Oh, good thing I only have a couple fucking ounces left.
He's only got
one.
Half a buffalo. Jesus. On that one. So, yeah. You guys got to check out these episodes. They're fucking funny. Like, if you're listening to it, I think they're funny as well. But when you watch it and listen to them, like,
oh, yeah,
tell you what's happening as you watch it, it just makes it kind of funny.
Yeah, I watched a YouTube video of them doing one of the episodes live at a bar, like just at a bar show.
There's like 8 people
and
there.
And it wasn't as good. I got to be honest. It's much better when you're watching the video because it's a fucking giggle fest. Yeah, and good luck getting the guy on a buffalo stuck out of your head. Or getting out of your head, because I fucking constantly walk around and just go, "Guy on a buffalo."
It's a good one.
It's fucking pretty fantastic. All right, here we go.
Cody's finishing up his full suspension pale ale for his right-handed buffalo drink.
I fucked up.
I told you that the reason is because you should move your microphone to the other side.
I know, I should. Well, we'll do that next time probably, because now I'm stuck playing buffalo for the rest of my life.
Yeah. We're in a... Hopefully we remember. And every time you pick up a beer with your right hand, I just sit here and go, "It's going to happen. It's going
to
happen."
I'm just going to keep deking you and just like put it up to my lips with my right hand and then put my left hand underneath
it. I think it. Once it hits your lips, that's a drink.
That's why I just do this.
It's a buffalo!
I'm going to try to get you to go false buffalo all the time. I'm just going to try to just trick you. Yeah, guy on a buffalo. Shit, it's amazing. If we haven't convinced you already, then I'm sorry.
This one only episode 3 only has 1.8 million views.
Oh, sad.
So how much money are these guys making off?
They're not making any money because the video is copywritten.
Oh, that sucks.
If they
them.
Wouldn't have used the real movie footage, they probably could have made a shit ton of money. Because you get money for YouTube hits.
Maybe they got, but it.
Unless they bought the rights to the movie, they don't get any money out of the deal.
What they were, what if the movie is public?
Oh, like public domain?
Public domain now because it's so old and
it's not that old yet. But yeah, they could do that. I don't think it is yet. I think it's
76
like
wasn't old.
I
enough.
Think it's like 50 or 60 years before it's public domain. Which brings to mind, this is completely off topic, but something I've been thinking about because Joss Whedon is doing that Much Ado About Nothing. Have you seen that?
Mm-mm.
So, you know Joss Whedon is, though? He did, like, Firefly and shit. He's, like, a nerd's fucking...
Uh-huh.
Everybody loves him. He's good. He actually does good movies, but... He's the guy who did The Avengers. He directed The Avengers.
Right.
He's good. So, he's doing this, like, Shakespeare movie that he shot at his house, like, in secret, in black and white, over, like, the course of, like, 2 weekends or something. And I was thinking, along that lines of public domain, is, like, after a certain period of time, things just become public domain. So, could you just go and make a fucking Shakespeare movie... anytime you wanted to and not have to pay anybody shit about it?
Yes, I believe you can.
I don't know why everybody doesn't just make a fucking shit ton of Shakespeare remakes, which they do anyway, but it seems like that's like the easiest way to do it.
Well, probably because it's an undertaking. Shakespeare, it probably holds a little bit... It's like near and dear to people's heart, and if you're like going to do that, you're going to have to like do it good.
Yeah, know? I mean, I guess, but like, if you're somebody like Joss Whedon, where you have a built-in fan base, like, it doesn't matter what he does. Like, people are gonna go watch that fucking movie.
Yeah,
I'll see it. I mean, it looks pretty cool.
Maybe I don't think that Shakespeare translates to movies all that well anyway. Maybe
sometimes it just depends. Like, what you, when you put like, because like lots of people like to make takes Shakespearean stories and then turn them around. Like, 10 Things I Hate About You is Taming of the Shrew.
Right.
But they don't say that. They just take the story, make it 21st century applicable, and they use the same storyline. They just change everything to be modern. Or, like, there's this, like, indie movie called Scotland, PA with, like, Maura Tierney and fucking, I can't remember the guy's name. But it's basically, it's Hamlet, but it takes place in, like, a fast food restaurant in Pennsylvania in the 70s. It's really interesting. It's a cool movie, but it's just Hamlet. So I don't know. Like, I don't know how that works.
I think it probably happens more than I think it does.
Maybe.
Utah, all right, motherfuckers. Give me two.
It's trivia time. Please give us suggestions for what we should call trivia time, because trivia time is just really, it's a really generic one, but nobody's given us a good one yet.
Also, give us good suggestions on how to do a transition properly.
Yeah, well, not without burping. And also, please remind us that we should put the trailers before the movies, because we forgot about that one.
Yeah, we fucking blew that one good.
That was my fault, though.
So we're going to hit some trivia. We're going to go back to the old 1932 Trivial Pursuit. 1984
Genus Edition.
And Cody's got some makeup to do, because I won last time, which is ridiculous.
Yeah, last time I got fucking smoked.
I really suck at trivia. So
dang.
If he loses this time... that's just too bad for him.
Yeah,
maybe
tough
he's
shit.
Not as maybe tough he's not as shit. Too cool for school.
That's right. Okay.
So you want to go ahead and read one first, Cody?
Let's make magic happen. All right, I'm not gonna start top to bottom. I'm just gonna throw one out there to begin with. We're gonna go sports and leisure.
Oh, great.
What's the lowest hand that beats ace high in straight poker?
The lowest hand that beats an ace high.
This is a really easy one. Just think about it for a second.
A pair.
Of.
It doesn't matter.
It does.
A pair of twos, I
right,
guess.
Right.
I win. Yay! Point.
By win, he means I got a point. Which is all I took.
I won that one.
Yeah, he won that one.
All right.
1-0.
You probably know this.
Maybe.
Every time I say that, you don't.
No, that's true.
So I'm going to keep saying it. What North American city has the longest subway system?
New York City?
Yes.
Oh, I won!
And I'm going to go ahead and add
one
in...
1-1.
I've been forgetting to do this. I need to get some music queued up for trivia time, and I forget every time.
Yeah,
I'll just
okay.
add it later. Sorry. All right, 1-1.
Okay, what country is plagued by the most tornadoes?
United States.
That's correct. He's all over this bitch.
Boom.
Today. He's on his game.
It's Oklahoma.
He's on his game.
That's a country, right?
Yep. It should be.
How many instruments accompany someone singing a cappella?
0.
It's 0. That was stupid.
Did we find the easiest cards in the history of this game?
Well, it's better than the hardest ones.
So far. I mean, they're going to get fucking hard, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So, okay, let's go. What kinds of animals were Pinocchio's pets, Cleo and Figueroa?
Cats. Oh, there's two different kinds?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'll let you keep going. Just picture the Disney movie.
You know, one was a cat and one was a fox.
No, it's a cat and a goldfish.
Oh, right, right.
Yeah.
I fucking lose.
Because remember, the cat was always trying to get in the goldfish?
Yes.
Or get in the bowl to get the fish?
I was thinking the fox was one of the bad guys that was trying to get him to like smoke cigarettes
totally.
And shit or whatever.
Totally.
My bad. All right. Sorry.
Can't win them all.
That's
fuckers.
Okay. You won't get this one anyway either.
Nice.
Who did Arthur H. Bremer try to assassinate on May 15th, 1972? Arthur H. Bremer.
May 15th, 1972.
Assassinate in 72. Tried to.
Gerald Ford.
No. George Wallace?
Nah.
Is that a president?
Nah, he's a news guy.
What a dick.
Yeah, fuck that dude.
Nothing for you.
Who described Fidel Castro as the sexiest man I have ever met?
What, really?
Jesus Christ, yeah.
I don't know it. I'm going to guess... Who would have seen Fidel Castro?
1972, man. I don't know. We were both born for a long time.
I don't even have a guess. Sorry.
It was Margaret Trudeau.
Yeah, I would have known that.
Margaret Trudeau.
Stupid.
Who was...
What author named his main character for Oliver Wendell Holmes?
Say that again.
What author... So you need to name the author.
Uh-huh.
Who named his main character for Oliver Wendell Holmes? So who... Basically, who
named their character Oliver?
Who wrote Sherlock Holmes?
Oh, Arthur Conan Doyle?
Yes. I shouldn't have even given you that.
Dang.
Fuck you.
Wait, so who did he name after? Oh, Holmes.
Yeah.
I was focused on Oliver the whole time. I wanted to be like Charles Dickens.
I'm only giving you half a point.
That's fine. That's fair. I'll try to return the favor here.
You have 2.5 points.
What was the name of Gene Autry's horse? Do you remember Gene Autry?
No.
Cowboy musician guy.
Wait, repeat the question.
What was the name of Gene Autry's horse?
It didn't have a name. It was a horse with no name.
No, that was the fucking...
Bearing on a
was that
desert
the,
with
was that the Moody
horse
Blues,
with no name.
Or was that
name?
America?
It's America, I think, or...
No, that's the Moody Blues. I think the
no,
White
it's
Room,
not Moody Blues.
White Room was America, right? Anyway, well, no, it's Champion.
Somebody write in and tell
you
us who
you are
was.
Not a champion.
All right, are you ready?
I'm ready.
This is a real question, by the way.
Nice. What color is a fire truck?
Almost. How many times thicker than water is blood?
How many times?
How many times thicker than water is blood?
Oh my god, are you serious?
I know that water is... Or
blood is
blood
thicker
is
than
thicker
water,
than
dude.
Water.
Duh.
But how many times thicker?
Twice. Two times.
Six times.
Oh, wow. All right.
Tastes better, too.
It's got a little bit of a... It's got an irony taste to it. Tastes like Magna water. What World War II road ran from Lashio, Burma to Chongqing, China?
I should probably know this from...
World War II road ran from Lashio, Burma to Chongqing, China.
Medal of Honor.
Is that did they do that? World War II? Is that a big thing?
Yeah. It's all killing Nazis. It's awesome.
Nice. Pretty. Well, that's we're talking about Asia, though.
What road? I don't know. Road of Perdition. The movie.
Tom Hanks. What is Tom Hanks? It's the Burma Road.
Oh, yeah, right. Burma Road. I get
duh.
A point. Do I get half a point?
Totally. You got the road part right.
Yeah, the road part. All right. What strong man was the original 97-pound weakling?
What strong man was the original 97-pound weakling? Jack LaLanne.
Charles Atlas.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I feel kind of bad. I think the second card is going to be pretty rough for you. I think there's only like two, maybe three that you even would have a shot at getting, so I going to apologize now.
Well, this Trivial Pursuit isn't easy to begin with.
So we'll start at the top with geography. And remember, this is 1984, not 2013.
I was four.
Keep that in mind. What's the largest city in the communist world?
In 84.
Well, it's still the largest city in the communist world now, but I just wanted to put that out there.
Somewhere in China.
You're warm. Getting warmer.
Tokyo.
That's in Japan?
I know it is.
It's Shanghai.
Oh, Shanghai. That's in China?
Well, yeah, I just wanted to mention that, though. Because,
well,
like,
you said you're warm, and I was like, oh, it must not China, be China. Yeah. But Japan's not communist, right?
No, they're not. But I wanted you to, like, because think, like, back then they would have been talking about Russia and the Soviet bloc and China and shit. So that's why I said it still is, man.
I couldn't think of a capital city in China, so I just said Tokyo. It's like, maybe I'm way off, maybe. All right. What bay does the Golden Gate Strait lead into?
Is it the San Francisco Bay?
Yes.
The San Francisco Bay. I was like, is that a trick question? Is it Oakland?
Shanghai.
See, these fucking questions are bullshit. What judge did Walter Brennan, Edgar Buchanan, and Paul Newman all portray?
Was it Judge Judy?
No. Wasn't Judge Alex either.
This is like...
Or Judge Joe Brown.
Hollywood Squares.
Not Judge
where
Mathis.
You get to make like a funny joke at the beginning and then give your real answer.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's definitely. It was a general idea.
What? I don't know any judges. No.
Dude, it's fucking stupid. Roy Bean. Never heard of him. Never fucking heard of him.
Sweet.
Yeah.
How did Will Rogers, Carol Lombard, and Mike Todd all die?
Plane crash?
Yeah. That would have been... I don't care if I even knew who any of those people were. My first guess would have been plane crash.
Yeah, plane crash or cancer, usually.
Stupid.
Unless it was Mama Cass and they say ham sandwich.
And cancer's a little bit too serious to be on a trip.
It's true. That's fucking... Yeah. Who was the prosecuting attorney in the Scopes monkey trial? I told you they're fucking bullshit.
John T. Scopes.
William Jennings Bryan. Chalk that up to the list of dudes we've never heard of.
Who taught the theory of evolution in 1925 contrary to Tennessee law?
Somebody Brown.
That's racist.
Somebody named Mr. Brown. How about that?
I gave you the answer already. It's John T. Scopes.
Fuck off. Well, that's just weird that we have Scopes.
I know.
I wonder if they're related.
I wonder if they're both brown.
They might be. Who created Harry Lime?
What?
The character's name is Harry Lime. Not Harry like hair, but Harry like nickname for William.
Charles Schultz.
Graham Greene.
Don't know him. What beautiful youth. What beautiful youths.
Pine, two youths.
Pine for the love is of his reflection.
What? Read that again.
What beautiful youth pined for the love of his reflection.
Is that a trick question? Is it the AL category?
AL. Yeah. Arts and literature.
You feel like I should know this one, but I don't. So I don't know.
You will probably when I say it.
Yeah. Aesop.
Narcissus.
Yeah, perfect.
Narcissistic bastard.
Makes sense now. What season begins with the vernal equinox?
Spring.
That is correct.
Ah, I guessed.
Do I get another? Nailed it. Well, there's only two.
Do I get another half point?
Two to choose from.
Where's my half point?
Why can't I get a half point?
What do frogs have in their mouths that toads do not?
In their mouths. Teeth?
Yes! Fuck you, you guessing son of a bitch.
Well, yeah, what else would it be?
I don't know. They have. Like, yeah. Which one of them? Do they both have like those big air sacs?
Well, that's what I was going to say. Like, gills. How many bonus points does a wild card canasta score? How many bonus points does a wild card canasta score?
10.
2,000.
What?
Fuck Never you. Played that fucking game.
Neither
before.
Have I. I thought 10 seems like a pretty good bonus point.
Yeah, totally.
You probably know this too.
Cool.
Maybe not though.
Let's make it legit.
Where was golf's first hole?
Scotland?
Be more specific.
Is it more specific than St. Andrews?
St. Andrews, Scotland.
Yeah.
That's funny. Where was golf's first hole is what the question says.
That's fucking stupid. Whatever.
So, you win.
There were many second holes, but the first hole was in St. Andrews,
six
Scotland.
And a half to three. I feel like I had a pretty good outing, though. Fuck you guys.
Dude, I will take 6.5 out of 10 any day on this fucking game.
I will take 3 Totally. I would like to see any assholes who are listening try and get more than three of my questions right.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
For the record, I think last time, out of two cards, the score was like 2-0.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we fucking both took it up a notch.
So, next time we do just a singular episode, the tiebreaker's on, you motherfucker.
Yeah, that's right. Fucking rubber match, bitches.
So, yeah, that's pretty much it.
That's a fucking podcast, fuckers.
It was a good one. If you guys don't like Buffalo, don't listen.
Yeah, sorry.
And if you're already this far into listening to me say don't listen, you're pretty much screwed anyway.
Yeah, bundle, bro.
Let's, hello.
Just a little beer on the table. No big deal.
NBD. We're going to go ahead and play the last episode of Guy on a Buffalo, number 4. And it is called... Just 1 second. It is called Rehab, Vengeance, and What Have You.
Peace out, bitches.
Before that, give us our shout-outs there, Cody.
Oh, yeah. ThisIsThePlacePodcast.com, Facebook.com/ThisIsThePlacePodcast, at The Place Podcast on Twitter, and yeah, cool. Give us a shout-out. Let us know you're listening. Let us know what you think. Call us a bunch of pussies. I don't really care.
Yeah, I know.
Just let us know.
It's been a little bit of a while since our last podcast. It's been probably about a month and a half.
We let you guys down.
We
won't do it again.
We've been a little bit busy.
It's summer.
Next time we hear from, or you guys hear from us, Cody will be a father. So congrats to him and his wife.
I might be a father.
It'll happen.
Love you.
Thank you. Bye.
One day a geezer in the forest found a buffalo with a dead body on his back. Put his finger in his nostril and brought him on home to his barren wife. This happened before the baby thing. Put his pipe in his mouth and pulled a guy off. Buffalo took him in and fed him some soup. About 30 minutes later, the guy felt fine and he was like, oh, thanks, y'all. Gotta check on my buffalo. How you doing? I feel better already. Thanks, bearded guy. What's up with this raccoon, y'all? Oh, he makes our dinner. Hope you like dumplings. Well, I do. Gonna sit down and eat these dumplings. How you like them? They're good. How you like them, raccoon? I like them too. Oh, yeah. Thanks for complimenting me. Guy on a buffalo. One day the guy on the buffalo seen his enemy on a mule. He says, I'ma chase him down and maybe just trample him to death. Who knows? Let's see. But the mule wouldn't go. And when he started running, the guy could hardly hold on. Cause he didn't have a saddle and it bucked him off. Now it's a foot race with a buffalo.
He's gonna trample you.
I like your hat,
but I'm still gonna trample you.
The guy on the buffalo went into town for some more revenge. Got a hot tip about the Crystal Palace and decided to go on in. He's thinking maybe them buffalo hunters who shot him was in there.
Yeah,
and it turns out they is. So he started causing ruckus. Head for the hills, everybody. This guy is straight crazy. Oh, shoot your glassware. Yeah, guy on a buffalo. Shoot you in the gut. Not cool. And shoot you in the head and put a